Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Could you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good, have a good day. We appreciate you being with us. We're happy to be here every single weekday morning, 6 until 10 Eastern Time, 3 until 7 Pacific, on the ever-expanding CBS Sports Radio Network. And we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocky can. We appreciate you being with us. It is a Trash Tuesday. So hit us up, huh? On the old Twitter machine, at DA on CBS for what's bugging you. Coming your way this hour on the show, our trash is in 20 minutes. And in 40 minutes, there's a plague hitting the NBA playoffs. People are falling asleep courtside. It's a snooze fest, even. We'll do that coming up in 40 minutes from now. So, we touched on this yesterday during one of Bogues' updates, and that is that Drew Brees got El Dumperoonied from the NBC Sports crew. Now, I want this very clear because sometimes if you just tune in to me mid-take, mid-rant, mid-opinion, you might have missed the pretext and think I'm just being a mean guy. And you know what? I don't want to be known as a mean guy. Okay, so sometimes I am a mean guy, but I do want this as context. I think Drew Brees is above reproach as a guy, okay? As a human being. I think that Drew Brees has continuously, over the course of his life, shown to be a humanitarian, a concerned teammate, a thoughtful neighbor, somebody who cared about people and his community. And so that's very important to me. It's really, really important that we highlight that Drew Brees has gone above and beyond for the city of New Orleans, for the state of Louisiana, to care for people. Okay. Whew, he stunk as a broadcaster. Oh, man, was he terrible. Drew Brees, I think, is so concerned about being a good guy and might just be, even behind the scenes, a really good guy. But you know what really good guys behind the scenes are? Boring. They're never going to be, as I just mentioned, mean. And sometimes you kind of need a little bit of sauce when you have opinions about sports. Because if you don't, you even make sports bland. So either Drew Brees was super, super, super concerned about public perception and his relationships in the NFL and not unfairly criticizing guys that he really respected, professional athletes, guys that are playing the NFL at the highest level, coaches who are spending 18 hours a day working on game plans. Either he just wanted to really be nice as the public persona that he is, or he's just a boring guy. But Breeze never brought anything to the table, either in studio or during a game, that was interesting. Nothing was captivating. Nothing was, wow, that's a good point, or wow, can't believe he said that, or wow, that's interesting to hear. Never, not once. Not in studio, not in the games. So, you know how you know a guy stinks? When a television network makes you a high-profile hire, puts you on big games, and then pulls the plug in a year. I mean, that's about as bad as it gets, because you would think NBC Sports, if they really did believe in Drew Brees, would be like, hey, we're going to find the role that works for him. Maybe it's the Notre Dame games. Maybe it's studio for college stuff. Maybe it's some sideline reporter at NBC Sunday night. Maybe it's a feature where he sits down and does an interview with a player for the Sunday night game. Maybe there's a pregame hit. Maybe there's an online component. There's a million ways you could use Drew Brees. And NBC Sports was like, yeah, we're good here. So Brees tweeted out that he's got a whole lot of decisions that he could make this offseason, one of which could be coming back to play. Now, he's 41 years old, and in today's day and age, look, that's not a crazy age to be. Actually, he's 43. It's not a crazy age to be to still play quarterback at 43 years old when you have watched Tom Brady do it at 44 and come back to do it at 45. Brady, at 44 years old, led the league in touchdowns and led the league in passing yards. So it can be done. Hell, if you would tell the Buccaneers today they've got Tom Brady at 43, well, they won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady at 43. So you could be 43 years old in today's day and age and still play quarterback in the NFL. If you're Tom Brady. If you're anybody else, I wouldn't push it. And that brings us to Drew Brees. The cold, hard fact. And again, this is why I wanted to give pretext to how much I respect Drew Brees. The last year in New Orleans was not pretty. And going back to the second to last year in New Orleans was starting to get not pretty. And remember his final game in the playoffs against Tom Brady, when he threw multiple interceptions, short arm passes in the dome with home field advantage in the game. And it was pretty evident this Saints team, despite having a great offense, I should say a great defense and a great running back, was still not good enough, primarily because Brees wasn't great enough. Drew Brees, that was more than a year ago. That's a year and a half ago that he looked like that in the playoffs. That was a year and a half ago plus where he had missed the slew of games and Taysom Hill had to come in and the slew of games where Teddy Bridgewater had to come in. And you know what? He didn't get younger. He didn't get healthier. I don't care if he doesn't have wear and tear on his arm after the last year of being in the broadcast booth. You can't put him back out there. He can't go back out there, and you can't put him back out there. And so yesterday at the charity golf tournament, when Dennis Allen, his new head coach, is asked about Drew Brees' tweet, he says, you know, I found out about this because of my wife. She's on social media. And I got to think it was in jest because we haven't had any conversations about that.
I'm on Twitter or Facebook right now.
I don't think the decision by NBC is a fresh decision, is a last 5 minutes decision. I think Brees must have had a sense this could happen. And if he really did want to come back to play football, he would have known he was going to get dumped by NBC Sports prior to last week and would have opened up conversations of the offseason, knowing that the New Orleans Saints had decisions to make at quarterback. Now, could Drew Brees, as a mere backup, holding a clipboard and holding his helmet on the sideline, guaranteed never to get in, help you in your locker room? Absolutely. I think Brees is probably a great teacher, a great teammate, unlike Ryan Tannehill, completely confident in his position and would be an amazing mentor. And if you wanted him on payroll to just do that, that's fine. That's a win. However, can you afford to do that? A, because if Jameis gets hurt or you need an emergency quarterback, you don't want to have to turn to a 43-year-old Drew Brees. Number two, can you do that if Jameis is off or Jameis throws a 3-interception day and then suddenly the fans that don't know better say, bring in Drew Brees, and that becomes a distraction? Maybe you just have him as a head coach, or I should say as an assistant coach, as a quarterback's coach in that locker room. Maybe you just have him as a staffer that's around the offense. What you can't do is you cannot bring him back to play quarterback. And it's sad to say, but his career is over as a football player. It is toast. It is done. It's gone out the window, never to come back. Great guy, legend for the franchise, number retirement, Pro Football Hall of Fame bust, all-time legend, and the greatest player in New Orleans Saints history by a wide margin. But Drew Brees cannot come back to play football at 43 years old after what we witnessed his final years being 2 years ago. Cannot happen. Hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS. The trashes are coming in. We've got them right here. Fatty Crackers leads us off. I'm trashing car makers who put the gas cap on the passenger side. The majority are on the driver's side, and you're causing backups and accidents at gas stations. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
That is pretty annoying. Daniel tweets, I'm trashing the summons for jury duty that starts the week before my vacation next month. That case had better be settled by then. Hashtag unpipe it. Hashtag Trash Tuesday.
Please keep your social distancing.
A man by the name of The Vato and the Gato, at Too Sexy. Hey, DA, trashing myself for staying up for over 30 hours consecutively this past weekend. My old lady and I got one day off together, and she wanted a day drink on Saturday. Who am I to say no to day drinking? I'm not. Hashtag booskies.
Totally gross, dude.
So a man named The Vato and the Gato, at Too Sexy, was alerted by his wife on Saturday, let's start day drinking, and he said, amen.
Booskies.
And then he stayed up for 30 straight hours. Woo! Rob in the 321 is trashing Old Navy. If you notice, their latest commercial uses a very catchy song. Well, I hear it every morning as I start my day. They're trying to cash in on the DA show. Use a different song. Hashtag that's DA money. Hashtag get him out. Hashtag you heard me wrong.
Get that guy a napkin.
You heard me wrong?
I have not heard this or seen this commercial, have you?
I have. It's what
song?
Good morning. Ba, 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 ba.
Oh, wow.
As you can see what Rob is alluding to.
Hmm.
Wow. Mm. The song that starts our show.
Yeah, well.
No, it doesn't start our show. It starts hour two.
No, it starts our show.
No, Jay-Z starts our show.
No, it's the montage that Pete put together that's before the Jay-Z open, correct?
Yes.
You sure about that?
You heard me wrong?
You heard me wrong?
Yes. Now we have the feel-good song that we just came out to 13 minutes ago, the top of hour number two, but that's not, I think, the song that you or him are talking about. Good morning, ba-ba-da-da, good morning.
Doesn't that start hour two?
Good it doesn't. Listen to the show.
It starts off hour number one before we get to Jay-Z.
Is that the song we play to help us give us more time to get ready and plug things in?
Correct.
I guess I don't hear that often because I'm getting ready to plug in stuff. So what do we start hour two with?
The feel-good song.
That's Welcome to My House. That one?
What? That's a Flo Rida song, isn't it?
What are we playing? Keep guessing. Keep guessing. This isn't taking much time. Holy Lord.
Adriana is trashing her daughter's problem with losing one sock from every pair. Where are they going? My only hope for salvation is that on my deathbed, the location of missing socks is revealed, and I slip into the sweet embrace of death on that knowledge where laundry doth not follow. Trash!
So frustrating.
I think we need a deep dive, an investigation, all points bulletin, on where the one sock goes and where the lids to Tupperware go. I don't know how these things happen, because you would think for every sock that you lose, there would be a stash of those socks somewhere behind the dryer or the washer or under the stairs or something, and they're nowhere to be found. They never surface. Now, I think maybe some might get caught in other clothes or sheets or something, and then you fold them up and put them away, and then you don't know where they are. But ultimately, if you ever took the sheet out again or unfold that pair of pants, the sock would come out somewhere. So I don't know where those socks are going. The Tupperware thing, though, is blowing my mind. Every day I open up our Tupperware cabinet, and I'm missing a lid. I didn't throw away just the lid. I didn't wash only the bucket. I washed them both. Where could the other lid have? Where's the other piece of the Tupperware?
I found three lids last week.
Really?
A little hot tip for you. And maybe it's just my cabinet
behind
situation.
The dryer? With
no.
The socks?
Where we pull our drawers out, where we have like the Tupperwares, they all got caught and fell behind, and they were all basically fell and sat at the bottom. You'd have to take all the drawers and the cabinets out.
Okay.
And they're sitting there because they're so thin, if you jam it shut, boom, little pop out, like if you're returning a video or Blockbuster.
So you'd have to take out all of the drawers, and then at the bottom, under all of the drawers, is where those single lids had fallen down to.
I found three of them. Three of them. I said,
that's
this
big.
Makes sense.
That's big. That's a big haul.
Exactly. And then I did the whole organization. You know, I have them all stacked nice, and they'll all be destroyed in the next 6 days, I'm sure.
Yeah. It's devastating. You're like, oh, I've got the perfect Tupperware for this leftover. And then you're like, oh, but I don't have the lid.
I guess I'll just finish it now.
Where'd the lid go?
And then with the socks, you get rid of the one sock, and then you find the other sock.
That's right. Yeah. You're like, okay, I got one sock. I'm going to throw out the sock. I have a part of my sock drawer that's dedicated just to the one socks, hoping that the second sock comes along at some
no,
point.
No, you don't.
I do.
What, do you just fold singles?
Yeah. Yeah. Far right-hand corner to the front, I just put the single socks, hoping that their long-lost brothers come along at some point.
And do you ever find them long?
Occasionally. Well, I don't know if they're exactly that same pair of sock, but I will find other singles that match that. And so then you can pair those up.
What is it, plenty of fish for your socks? You pair them, you let them go out to dinner, the whole thing?
When we come back on the show, it's our Trash Tuesday. Hit us up with yours at DA on CBS. This is the DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So, what's eating you?
People that get in the left lane and drive the speed limit.
I gotta trash the NFL, man.
Trash my ex-girlfriend.
You want me to trash that?
Trash Tuesday, my favorite day of the week, not for nothing.
Time to vent. We take it out like the trash. It's Trash Tuesday.
Listen to us on hundreds of affiliates nationwide across the CBS Sports Radio Network, and thanks to all of the affiliates that carry this show. Also, SiriusXM, Channel 158, and the SiriusXM app, or on the Odyssey app and the CBS Sports app. Mraz, with only half a voice, who are you trashing?
I am trashing the soulless, callous human beings that are taking advantage of this baby formula shortage by buying formula when they see it and turning around on the secondary market like it's freaking SeatGeek or StubHub and trying to price gouge parents desperate to feed their babies for double, triple, quadruple the price. Whatever website you can find them, these people are the scum of the earth.
Are you negotiating with them?
I will not. I absolutely will not. I will go back to making formula the way they did in 1919 before I negotiate and give people out of my pocket four times the price of formula because you were an utter pig at Target or BJ's or Costco and went and saw, oh, there's a shipment. I better grab this, and I'm going to profit off a crisis right now. What parents are going through is absolutely brutal, and you are disgusting as a human being if you're taking advantage of people this way.
Okay, trash them.
Beep, beep. Sanitation just arrived.
How would you make formula from 1919?
Now, luckily, I've been able to cure some yesterday.
Procure.
Yeah, and also, like, not to be too serious, but be careful here because this is a very... Every single doctor organization says you should not make this yourself.
So I'm not...
But so I wouldn't go down any kind of recipe path right now.
Okay.
Because
I am not. People have shared
Mraz
Facebook things.
Mraz is not going to do this. You should not do this either. This is obviously for only show entertainment purposes.
How
would you make formula if you were a scientist in 1919 is the joke here.
Right. I have no idea. People have shared bogus Facebook ones. I was saying that for that. I think there's, you know, what iron and, I don't know, whey protein. Who knows what's going on? I really don't know because I knew it was, I would never do that to my kid, but I read that and I was just more or less saying the point is you're not getting my money. I will wait on lines like it's Black Friday somewhere.
Okay.
For
so
formula.
I'm disappointed with where that went. I was hoping you were going to say you were going to buy a cow, milk it.
No, I know that because it's powder.
Throw a Twinkie in there.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, if you told me to guess, I might end up making meth.
So you think you might mistakenly make meth instead of baby formula?
Well, because I know it's white powder, but okay. I know it's not necessarily sugar. We really, really want to play the carnation game here.
This is the game.
Okay. My assumption is I'd have to ground up some kind of flour product of some sort. But where does the milk come from? And as you alluded to, the cow.
Yeah.
There's some kind of milky glucose something product.
Aren't you
there.
Glad I asked this?
I had to guess, some sort of cheese I could melt down because that too
Velveeta.
Comes from a cow. I know clearly I wouldn't be a Gouda, but let's play the game.
Melt down the cheese.
There's a white, non-flavorful cheese that we melt down. We grain it up and you mix it maybe with a hint of I don't know. What do you call it? Sweet and low?
Parsley?
Because you don't want the kids too hopped up on sugar.
Yeah, exactly. You want the fake sugar.
And then
where
does the health come from? So there's got to be vitamins maybe that are pounded with a hammer.
Right, okay.
And broken down.
Okay, we're taking Flintstones vitamins. We're putting them in.
Calcium.
Calcium pellets.
Vitamin C.
Okay.
Vitamin D. Tylenol.
This is
Tylenol.
Yep, you're gonna put aspirin.
Sickness.
Yeah, I gotta go get an Advil. Oh no, what is it? Sudafed from the drugstore. That's how you get to meth.
Homer Simpson making this.
No, but this is for babies too. Remember,
right?
So Tylenol, some type of bland cheese, some type of milky product,
and it's,
maybe
I know
some vitamins.
Iron. I gotta break up the iron. Maybe the zinc hammered the zinc pill. Because I'm talking about, I could do all this and make meth. I don't want to make meth. I want to feed my kids.
Not how you make meth. So you're going to be lucky there.
Well, I think
it's either sugar or meth when it comes to white powders.
No, but the point is, if I took out the cheese and added Windex, you probably have meth. Like, that's probably how thin the line is.
Throw some olive oil in there.
That's cheese? How thin the line is. If I go Windex or American.
Between nurturing your baby or being a meth addict.
Right, that's a pretty obvious line, the no Windex line. That's not really something I'm going to trip over.
Or that all the ingredients in meth could be totally nurturing for a child, except for the Windex. Everything else is the perfect combination.
Yes, folks, do not try this at home.
No, in fact, Honesty Legal, coming off the Giant podcast name, actually condones this recipe and is promoting it. One giant step for your baby towards being a meth addict.
Great podcast.
So just to go over Merez's recipe for homemade baby formula, which you should not do at home. There's some type of milky substance or bland cheese, Tylenol, sweet and low, vitamin C, and zinc.
And some calcium. But no Windex. Please, people.
Hey, make sure
no Windex.
Mush it around. Make sure to mush
for
it around.
For the record, I had no answer, and DA told me he was disappointed in the answer, so I'm trying to just think on the fly. And, what
and I tried to save you. And you're like, no, I got this one.
Maybe during springtime there's some Claritin in there.
Oh, my goodness.
Merez goes to CVS, puts his arm on a shelf, dumps it all into his basket, finds the blandest cheese from Food Town in Bay Ridge and is like, Danielle, I got the formula.
So Bob the Deli Man's got no connections for this?
No. Nobody wow. does.
What's the point?
I had to actually have my wife's cousin in Buffalo found the specific formula my kid has in Buffalo and FedEx overnighted them.
So the rumor is, on a serious note, if you go to different websites like Amazon and somehow change your location to Canada.
That's part of my trash. That ended up being a hoax.
Really?
So that's people reselling them on Amazon from Canada. It's not actually getting the shipments to Canada.
Because like the news channels are presenting it as if like you go to Canada and you just go, CVS Canada will send you.
Nope. We did it. That is bogus Bush League.
Wow.
It is like quadruple the price. That's part of the price gouging. People are going and reselling product on Amazon through other countries like Canada. That is part of the people I am trashing. So don't listen to that either.
Yeah.
No, don't water down formula that you have now to spread it out. That's apparently bad too for some reason. Like, I guess that's like, throwing Windex in there.
Well, you're not getting the nutrients.
Yeah.
That's exactly
right. I got news for you. I did that last week.
Did you? You watered it down?
I had to, a little less off the scoops. Watered it down a little bit.
This is horrible.
And you think I want to do that to my kid?
Not no. you. Well, it's the whole
I don't know.
Thing.
I don't know about you. Maybe.
I mean, if she ends up less fat than me, remember, she was Leon Lett at one point. So maybe it benefits.
So technically, unfortunately, Peyton didn't get a taste. She
no.
got half a taste.
No. And she's already only 20th percentile in weight here. She's already a lightweight. Let's go.
As her daddy's wolfing down a sandwich.
Yeah, right.
Have you read about the baby food monopoly that this is now unearthed? Like, there's only three companies that make this formula. And one of them didn't take care of its plant. They just shut the plant down, which is the biggest factor in all of this. And because there's only three of them, when you lose one, it's mayhem.
I think people would be really shocked to know how few companies make all the things we use.
Yeah.
It's like, you have no idea how much stuff you buy every day that Johnson & Johnson creates. It's like,
yet they can't find a quarterback.
Not just powder. Not just baby powder. Like, they make everything. Like Monsanto. You know, there's half a dozen companies that make 35 to 40% of everything you own or buy.
But this one apparently is to the extreme. These three companies make 96% of baby formula.
Well, the same thing happened with toilet paper, right? We found out that only three companies make toilet paper.
Yeah.
During the pandemic, which is why shut down their plants, there was no toilet paper.
But at least everybody uses toilet paper. I can make a case when you think about formula.
Oh, yeah, this is terrible. Yes, totally.
Babies need it, but also not everybody needs it. So that means the people that don't need it that are buying it recently, you're a jerk.
Yeah, and apparently Part of the issue also is that the FDA very strictly regulates this, understandably so. So there can't really be smaller companies, local companies that do this. Maybe this will open the borders up a little bit more on that type of stuff so that we're not so relying on three companies.
Right, because there are apparently, you know, European formula is actually in certain ways better or like more strictly regulated, but like better than ours, but they still won't let that come in to fix this problem.
Oh, I'm sure the European formulas are way better because they have probably less sugar and chemicals.
And better
less
cheese.
Fat people.
Better cheese. All right, Pete the Body, who are you trashing?
I'm trashing Keith Olbermann.
Oh.
Don't come to Sean's defense.
Here. I'm coming to Sean's defense. I'm coming to the whole show's defense. There's one thing that's a pet peeve of mine in this business is when Get Off My Lawn guy comes out and trashes everything that's new in the business. Sean watches every game the Rangers play, and watches every game, period. All of us prepare for this show every day and are very good on this show with our prep and getting ready for the show. When guys like that come out of the woodworks who haven't done anything in 20 years and bash the new things that are happening in this business, get out of here. Get off my lawn.
Okay. Trash them.
Please keep your social distancing.
So for those that are not on Twitter, here's what happened. Mraz was in the middle of one of his Rangers screeds last week because he was on vacation. Rangers and Penguins playing a very emotional hockey series. Mraz did not have a bully pulpit to use on the radio and had to just go on Twitter to vent about everything.
At least DA acknowledges my existence on Twitter that week.
And so
bully pulpit.
Mraz tried to say that the NHL protects Sidney Crosby and that what happened to Sidney Crosby was not dirty by the Rangers, and Keith Olbermann came in off the top. How Olbermann found Mraz's tweet is
beyond
me.
2 days later, Sean?
2 days later, and after the NHL had already ruled basically in my favor.
Olbermann has nearly a million followers, so who knows what he's doing on Twitter to find Rangers takes?
It's not much.
But he tweeted, "Welcome to covering sports. You'll find it a rewarding and interesting career. But remember, do 2 to 4 hours of watching a given league's games before commenting, or you may say something as stupid as this." What Olbermann does not realize is Mraz watches way more than 2 to 4 hours of hockey almost every night. He still says stupid things, but he's actually watching a lot of hockey, and I think that's what Pete is defending
here.
Yeah,
I'm just getting tired of that whole perception, that just because you're coming in the business now or you're new, that you haven't watched anything. He watches everything. We watch our sports, and we watch what we need to for the show, and that's it. Enough for these guys. Keith Olbermann has been relevant for 20 years. And he's going to come out and bash all of us? Get lost.
Treat me like Jack Stern. Tweet that at Jack Stern with his hockey takes.
Oh, that's a good point. You're doing to Jack Stern what Olbermann is doing to you.
Yes.
And how did it feel?
But what Olbermann said actually is what Jack Stern's doing, so channel it that way.
Oh, so you're saying that Jack Stern has hot takes but doesn't watch the games?
Not hockey. Or at least he hasn't proclaimed to be, and that's the point. Olbermann was treating me like I was suddenly, you know, hockey take guy when I have hockey takes. I mean, I've had the same take about Crosby and the Penguins for 15 years.
You've been hosting Canadian Bacon for 3 seasons.
I dress like a piece of bacon in front of a green screen. I'm the Canadian Bacon guy, Keith. So, yes.
Damn it. Of all the things that isn't even a topic on the show is Keith Olbermann came after Mraz off the top ropes last week.
And I'm stunned to a news that Pete's defending his enemy and somehow lumping all of us. Like, I was not offended by Olbermann's attack on Sean.
Yeah,
that applied to me.
By the way, I actually wasn't offended by Olbermann's attack. If I'm being completely serious, I kind of felt sorry for him.
Because he was swimming in murky waters.
Yeah, like Keith Olbermann should be above finding my tweet from 2 days ago and like taking a shot at it. It kind of was like, I grew up watching you on SportsCenter.
Right.
Like I'm a nobody. Like that, you don't have anything better on a Friday than to come at me on Twitter. There was a part of me that felt sorry for him.
He's gone from a great SportsCenter anchor to a troll.
He just really likes to mix it up on social media.
Yeah.
And I think he's always looking for opportunities to demean or, criticize on Twitter.
My first job out of college was working at ABC's version of what we have here. It wasn't a full show radio station network, but it was updates and feeding affiliate sound and whatnot. And he did their version of CBS Sports Minutes. It was like an audio essay. And when he left, a job that he worked, I don't know, 7 minutes a day on. He wrote like a 3-page eloquent goodbye email as if he was leaving the only job he had ever had. And it was simultaneously amazing and like gracious, but also oddly serious for a job that was like really not that significant to him.
I think he's...
He's an all-timer. In his prime, he was an all-timer.
Oh, my gosh. As a SportsCenter anchor, yeah. One of the greatest SportsCenter anchors that has ever lived. What he did as a SportsCenter anchor is one of the greatest like executions of the craft. His writing, his delivery. I mean, we talk about all this stuff on Canadian Bacon. Like, he did it at an all-time level. But it's funny because when I was in high school, I wrote to a bunch of sportscasters that I admired for advice. And some of the guys were really gracious and really nice. They would write handwritten letters, and almost all of them did basically the same thing. Like, try to find something that you're good at and, you know, don't stop working towards it. You know, this, that, or the other. I mean, it was all very textbook stuff. Keith Olbermann wrote me back because I loved SportsCenter at that time, and I loved him and Patrick, and I loved Craig Kilborn, and I loved those guys. And he wrote back, he's like, I'm working on my advice for young broadcasters. I'll send it along when it's ready. And I was like, wow, that's more than I thought. Like, usually you get a one-word letter, and this was before email. A couple weeks later, I get like an 8-page manifesto that's like bullet-pointed and detailed, and to your point, like thorough, but way more than it had to be.
Right.
This is like the game plan to become a broadcaster, which again, really helpful and I appreciate. But everybody else was like, yeah, thanks so much, yada, yada, yada. Like, shoot for the stars. And he was like, no, if you want this, A, B, C. And really was very harsh in it, too. Like, if you're not good at this, you won't make it. If you're not willing to do this, you won't make it. So I like that, but it feels like
it's a lot.
Been part of his personality. Yeah. Yeah, it's always a lot.
You get 8 pages. I get telling me watch more than 2 to 4 hours.
AB, who are you trashing?
I guess opposite of Pete, I'm going to trash Wendy's, which I feel like might actually hurt Sean here. No. So Saturday, we go to a communion party, family, friends. We go after my daughter's softball game. So we show about 2:30. Lunch has already been out. So we sit down, plow through lunch real quick. So again, 2:30, 3 o'clock. Party's going great, having a good time.
At
some point, I stop drinking so my wife can continue to drink. I'm the one that's going to drive home. All of a sudden, it's like 8:30, 9 o'clock. Kids are still having fun. Party's over. We're leaving. Everyone's like, we didn't have dinner. We're hungry. And my wife goes, let's grab Wendy's. Kids couldn't be happier.
Katie Bogish is just amazing.
9 o'clock Wendy's. I go, okay, fine, great. Open up my Wendy's app. There's one nearby. Put the order in because then you get there and it's waiting for you. Get there. It's about 8 cars in the drive-thru. Saturday night. Okay, fine. Usually goes like clockwork. Boom, 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 boom. Get on the back of the line. Don't move. Move up a car. Don't move. At one point, the wait was so long that I actually wanted to get out of my car and make sure nothing was happening, like at the drive-thru window. Finally get to the window. Our food, despite ordering it at this point a half an hour before, is actually not at the window waiting for us. So while I'm waiting, a guy who tried to go into the restaurant, which is now closed, walks past my car to the drive-thru window and starts asking where his food is. And the woman deals with him first, still not giving me my food. Finally get the food, start driving away. Both of my kids' orders were wrong. So they didn't eat after a half an hour plus of a drive-thru. Just absolute disaster. So that particular Wendy's on Long Island, get it out.
We're eroding.
How can you defend that Wendy's?
No, you can't. I would say with the way drive-thrus are on a Saturday night, I wouldn't be ordering on an app. I'd be afraid of cold fries. But that being said, Saturday night Wendy's is prime time. You got to have your A team on there.
Yeah.
That's got to be free flowing. Yeah. Yeah. You could argue that the later night fast foods, it's more important to have your best employees on than it is lunchtime on a Monday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I want a junior bacon. I can taste the mayo.
I am trashing duvet covers. These things are so hard to figure out. At least the one that we have is. So this is the cover that goes over the comforter on your bed, right? And your comforter is, Marez is staring at me like, what the hell are you talking about? The comforter on your bed is the Goose Down comforter, or might have different types of filler in it, but then you have the cover over it. And it always falls inside the cover. So you pull up the whole thing, and the filling, the comforter itself, is kind of like rolled up on itself, kind of like getting your sock stuck under your foot in your shoe. So our duvet cover, I don't know if all of these other ones do it. You got to get it in there, tie the corners on the internal side, then flip it over, unroll it, then button the bottom of it. It's so much. It's so much that still doesn't work. We had to get these magnetic buttons. My wife found these. And you button them on the bottom. And so they're trying to keep everything in place. But you need, it's a very specific remover of the magnetic buttons. The whole thing, I washed the duvet cover the other day. I'm putting the comforter and the duvet cover together yesterday. I'm like, this is not even a one-person job. This is like a tube. You got to hold the corners, tie them up, get them under there, flip it over, button the whole thing, get the other four corners together. It's too much. Somebody make an easier duvet cover and comforter. I'm trashing them.
So frustrating.
Merez does not deal with this.
I'm just very, this goes over, your comforter being like your blank, your main blanket you sleep with.
Yeah.
So this goes over.
Do you have
that?
Like a Goose Down blanket?
It's packing peanuts in
no,
his house.
It's not. My wife takes care of it. We have like a nice big blanket that I'm always too hot in.
Is it puffy?
Kind of, yes. So that's the comforter. There's something that goes over that?
Yeah, because if you get like a Goose Down comforter, you got to have a cover over that you can take off to wash because you can't wash the goose feathers. You can't wash the Goose Down.
Oh, I see. I see. So we might have that, and I'm unaware.
Yeah, like you're not
of
covering
that.
A decorative comforter with this new cover. You're putting like one that's not meant to be
okay.
Out in the elements, so to speak.
I understand.
It's like a pillowcase. Like
yes.
You can't wash a pillow. You got to take the case off the pillow and wash that.
Whatever's going on there is too heavy. I sleep with the same blanket I've had since I was 13, and I just pushed that off to my wife. It's my same blue blankie.
Take the Ranger blanket off.
You have a blue blankie.
Yeah, I mean, it was my comforter when I first got into a big boy bed and I got off like cartoons, so like 12,
so
13
like 18,
years
19.
Old. It's like a cotton, you know, nice little twin-size comforter, and I moved it in with me through my apartment in my house, and that's why I sleep with every night, my blankie.
Big boy bed.
Yeah. Yeah, when I got out of like a crib or a bunk bed, whenever I did that, I got like a big boy comforter, and I stopped doing like the Flintstones. That comforter is what I bring with me and I sleep with every night. I just leave my wife to have the big comforter.
Okay. Say Sean on it.
It's got fire trucks on it. AB has headlines.
Sure I do. Let's do some baseball. The Dodgers barely avoided a four-game sweep from the Phillies on Sunday. Now they've won two in a row.
And Taylor smashes one to right and deep. Going back is Smith. He's to the track, to the wall. It is gone. A home run. Chris Taylor, his third of the season. A two-run shot. And the Dodgers lead it 5-2.
Sim Nevritt, Dodgers Radio. LA held off Arizona 5-4. The Cubs smoked the Pirates 9-0. And the Marlins took care of the Nationals 8-2. Sandy Alcantara went 8, retired the last 20 batters he faced. The Jays bouncing back from a 2-7 road trip with a 6-2 home win over the Mariners. That keeps them on life support in that AL East since the Yankees won in Baltimore 6-2. And the mystery continues in New England. Who will call the offensive plays for the Patriots? We don't know that, but we do know some coaching staff roles, kinda. Joe
Judge
said yesterday he's been working with quarterbacks this offseason. Matt Patricia working with the O-line since he's bigger than most of them. Judge is technically an offensive assistant. Patricia's title is senior football advisor.
Oh.
DA, back to
very
you.
Nice. That's a pro's pro right there. When we come back on the show, why are people falling asleep courtside at NBA playoff games? DA, CBS Sports Radio. So this story popped yesterday where Alex Rodriguez was filmed, was caught on camera, game 7 of the Western Conference second round Suns and Mavs. He was there with his girlfriend and he was definitely snoozing. His eyes were closed and his head was kind of bent over. And so they quickly cut away from him. But then remember at the Sixers game last week, there was another guy courtside on the baseline under the basket who, again, the cameras caught and he was fast asleep. And I'm wondering what is going on here. First of all, you're courtside at a sporting event. If you're in the upper deck or the outfield of a mid-season baseball game and you're asleep, okay, you're away from the action. You're away from the crowd. There's nothing going on around you. I could see nodding off. You're courtside. Players are running by you. You can feel the whoosh of the basketball. There's a marketing team shooting hot dogs and t-shirts from a gun over your head. There's cheerleaders right directly in front of you. In fact, an errant pass, a deflected ball, could land in your lap. How is Sixers fat guy and Alex Rodriguez asleep courtside at these games? Secondly, these are playoff games. This isn't January against the Wizards. These are playoff games. How are these people asleep? Don't get me wrong. When you wake up at the hours we do, you can find a nap almost anywhere. I have slept in weird places before just to get 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 30 seconds. You close your eyes for 45 seconds, wake up, and you might get another 5 minutes of energy out of it. But I'm not falling asleep courtside at an NBA playoff game. Maybe A-Rod shouldn't own a team. When we come back here on the show, the Lions get a clean sweep this year with the schedule makers. We'll explain next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.